Is it fair to pay people less because they want to work from home? What do you think about that?
I think of that differently than most people, because I think as long as you get the job done, I don't care where you do it. I don't care if you
I'm not asking, should you work from home? I'm asking, is it fair to pay people less because they're working from home and they're not using the office resources?
You know,
there's no commuting, all the extra things that you end up getting paid for.
Right.
You know, is it okay for a company to pay somebody less because they're working from home and they're choosing to work from home? They're giving them a choice. Do you want to work from home or do you want to come into the office every day?
Oh, so if you work from home, we're going to pay you $20,000 less than if you come in.
5% less. So whatever 5%. Your salary is, you're getting 5% less, but you get to work from home. You get to wake up in the morning, do whatever you do during your day, get your work done. As long as you get your work done, you know, I mean, you can work less hours ultimately if you want. You can work more, whatever, as long as you get your work done.
Yeah, I think that's fine that they could do that. I mean, as an employer, I don't care where you do it.
A San Francisco-based company has been employing workers from around the country who live in less expensive areas, and they're paying them less so they can hire more people.
Right.
Okay, because San Francisco, very expensive place to live, right? Everything about it's expensive. Having a car, the commute, the rent, the food. You know, you just go. I remember I was in San Francisco and I just stopped to get like a bottle of water on the street in New York is $1. It's $3 in San Francisco.
Mm.
You know, just, and that's just a bottle of water on the street. Forget about when you go to a restaurant. Everything's expensive. I was shocked.
Well, New York is the same way. You walk down the street.
No, San Francisco is way more expensive. Way more expensive.
San Francisco is, but New York, you walk down the street and you hemorrhage money just walking down the street.
Not really. You got to know where to buy stuff. You know, 5 bananas is $1. A bottle of water is $1. Like, you know, you got to know where to go and what to get. So here's what the company is saying. They're saying, we're going to keep our San Francisco employees, but we need to hire more people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start hiring people from other places in the country. And they've chosen like Boise, Idaho, for example. It costs less to live in Boise.
Mm-hmm.
You can work from home. And because we're hiring people from Peoria, Boise, Houston, wherever, they're able to hire more people. So instead of paying one person a huge salary, they can pay 3 people a decent salary, enough that they can live in their cities. And right now, 65% of Americans say they would take a pay cut to keep their jobs, according to a new survey. So think about that. Like, there's a lot of people that love their jobs. I mean, we talk about this in radio all the time. Remember when one of the stations I worked at a while back, someone said to me, keeping your job is the new raise. It's like, no, I have a raise built into my contract. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people feel that way. I have friends now that in order to keep their jobs through COVID, they had to take a pay cut. It's either we're going to fire you or take a pay cut. And they all took pay cuts. And 65% of Americans say that they would do that. So that said, now do you think it's fair to pay people less because they want to work from home?
I think you can't pay the person in Boise the same salary you pay the person in San Francisco, because I think that's built into your salary cost of living. I made more in New York radio than I made in North Carolina radio, but it costs more to live in New York than it did in Charlotte. So then it was justified. But I also knew people in New York who took 3 hours a day to travel to the city, you know, there and back. Would they take a pay cut to cut out 15 hours a week out of their travel? Yeah, they would.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. I think that it is not fair. And it's because people that work from home are saving you so much money. You know, you can have a smaller office because they don't need to have a desk there. There's no overhead for them, whatever supplies, whatever extra stuff that they need, you no longer have to pay for any of that. So they save you money like that. Also, studies have already shown that after this last year or so of COVID and people working from home, people were more productive because they didn't have work distractions. I mean, think about how often, like, you're sitting in an office and, oh, they've called a meeting, or, you know, someone's come in to chat with you, or, you know, somebody has a question about something, you, an email you sent 3 days ago. So you get distracted. At home, you have less distractions. Even your home distractions, you can put aside. Like your kid needing something is different than a coworker coming in and needing to have like an hour conversation with you. So studies have shown that people are more productive at home also because they work longer hours. You know, they get up earlier. They just go right to work. There's no commute. There's no, let's get a coffee. Let's chat. Let's have a meeting. They get right to work, you know, and they could work as late as they want. You know what I mean? There's no, it's not like the office is closing. So I think, no, it's not fair to pay people less because they want to work from home, because people working from home are actually doing you a favor. They're saving you money.
I'm thinking back to my Atlantic Record days. You know, maybe I did cost them less and paper and things like that in the office, but I bought everything and expensed it all. So where they could have bought in bulk and had us all use that paper, I would have to buy it myself and,
right,
and charge it back. So I think that kind of evens out in the end. But it was much easier. That was the only way we could work, because we had to deal with different parts of the country. We all couldn't be in one
in the same place, right? Yeah. I guess it depends what you do for a living also. I mean, most people just work from their computer. There's no paper. There's no overhead. There's no, they don't have to buy reams of anything. You know, you don't, there aren't really a lot of expenses. So for most jobs.
Yeah, I think now there's no reason to go in. I mean, unless you're answering phones or doing, even that, I mean, you don't need to be there anymore. Why do we have to be in the same place?
I mean, you know, my friends in New York radio, they still haven't gone back. They work from home 4 days a week. They go in once a week just for like FaceTime with their boss, or to have meetings or meet with clients, whatever they have to do. Everything's scheduled for that one day a week. The other 4 days, they're working from home. They're still working from home, all of them.
Well, you look at Sirius satellite radio, there's only like 12 people in that whole building right now.
Yeah.
So what are they doing with all of that flipping space?
Right.
They're still having to pay for it. Real estate's not cheap in that city.
Oh, it's very expensive. But that's my point. So now you can
downsize,
rent out the other half, or downsize, or, I mean, look at my girlfriend who works for Major League Baseball. They had a huge office, and now everyone's mostly working from home. They have alternating hours. Mm-hmm. They found a smaller space, you know, in another part of the city that's much cheaper. And mostly everyone's working from home now. And that's Major League Baseball. They had tons of money.
Right. Yeah, I heard from Sirius that they only had 12 people in all three of those floors. It's just crazy.
That's amazing.
Because everybody's doing it from home. I mean, nobody needs to go in there. And they have state-of-the-art studios that are just sitting there.
I know.
Drives me nuts.
Kills me.